Americana Automotive is Roy. Can I help you?
Oh, hi, Roy. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
Hi. I was just following up. You probably got the notification, but we're having trouble processing the $79 payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me. Sorry, let me log into the bank.
And if it helps, it's a MasterCard ending in 2772, and it's saying invalid transaction or card restriction. So I don't know if maybe the bank sent you a new one with a different expiration or something like that, or.
No, they have not. I think this one expires in a couple months, if I remember right.
I don't know. Oh, actually, this one says it expired April of 2024, so that must be it. It must be that it's expired. We have the old card then. I don't know if you got a new one in the meantime, but.
I did not. Okay. Yeah, I haven't got a new one in yet.
Okay. So is there a different one that you could use in the meantime, or?
No, I'll contact y'all whenever I get the new one in.
Okay. I just wanted to let you know that the account is past due for $79, but on June 27th, that will reoccur another $79 charge and will continue to do so until this settles. So one thing that I can do for you if you get the payment up to speed before that date is I can then push the next billing out 30 days for you to kind of prevent you from having, you know, a couple of payments too close together.
Okay. So y'all haven't suspended the service yet?
Yeah, when an account goes into suspension, everything stays active. So it's just you get a notification that it's in suspension, which is kind of like a friendly reminder to let you know that the payment's not going through. So, but the reason the payments continue to reoccur is in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 27th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So, you know, right now, like I said, it's only 79 past due, but that will reoccur to 158 on the 27th of this month.
Okay, so even though I'm not getting any service from y'all, so to speak, I'm still having to make a payment on it?
Yes, exactly, because of the agreement and the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature. But one thing I want to recommend or just kind of let you know, because when an account's in suspension, everything stays active. It's just that there isn't any active programming taking place. But even during this interim, over the last 30 days, your company has already been found on the first page of Google 489 times, and you've had 55 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So everything is definitely still active. You're still getting results. And then I just filtered out that results page to show all time as opposed to just the last 30 days. And
yeah.
In the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page 82,330 times, and you've had 7,617 Google actions. So I'm thinking that you're getting a ton of work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
Yeah, the majority of people say it's off the Google reviews.
Exactly.
Either Google reviews or a referral.
Exactly. Yep, and that's the page that we're managing for you, your Google business page that has the 157 reviews on it. That's the one that we're managing for you and optimizing and continuing to keep it on the first page of the results.
Now, what will change, because I'm contemplating paying somebody to redo my website,
mm-hmm.
What do I have to do with y'all to change that? Is it still all just the same? Because it's still going to be the same heathautomotive.com, same Google page and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So do I need to let y'all know when I do that, or just
I'm
do
just
it
looking
and y'all
at the
can site. See the difference?
So if it's the same domain, heathautomotive.com, you don't have to do anything because that's the domain that we're already promoting on the first page. But if you get a new website with a different domain, then just let us know and we would remove this one from all of the listings and we would start promoting the new site. Because,
the domain will stay the same. It just won't be Wix anymore.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, then that's an easy thing because we're already promoting that site. So the site might change as far as the layout and the look of it and all that. But as long as it's the same domain, we'll still be promoting that for you.
Okay. Yeah, let me check the mail, make sure I didn't throw a card in a junk pile or something, which I don't think I would have. But and as soon as I get that, I'll contact y'all and get you some new information.
Yep, sounds perfect. And like I said, I'll still push the next billing out on the back end. So even if we don't get it till the 20th of this month, you'll then be paid in full till July 20th. So you won't have to worry about, like I said, having two payments so close together, okay?
Okay, I appreciate you.
Of course, I appreciate you as well. Have a great rest of your week too, okay?
All right, thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Roy. Bye.